If you have any friends that you are always there for them without even them asking you, but they would never return a phone call from you, well, then this podcast is for you. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. This is like a 20-minute potty where, did I say potty? Yeah, it's kind of funny. 20-minute podcast where we open up a conversation and we talk about how we feel. Mainly me, but I want this to only be a conversation between me and you. I want you to feel comfortable here. I want you to feel like this is our safe space, because it is. And we're going to talk about our feeling, how we are feeling and how we are feeling and everything. And spoiler alert, it's okay. The way you feel is okay. How you feel is okay. Even if you're a little mad, a little frustrated, a little sad, or really, really fucking happy, that's totally okay. And I'm glad you're here. Now, I just want to give like a little announcement for myself, a few things. Today, we officially launched the Stay You crewnecks that come in gray and navy. And I've been wearing them for the past 6 months, but I haven't really been able to set them for sale. And they're finally for sale. So I hope that everybody enjoys it and you're able to go grab yours. And what else? And then on stayyou.ca, which is the website, that we also have the new poetry book. So if you haven't grabbed that, I think that would be the last thing. You can go grab that if you haven't had a chance to. It's only $20, or you can get a dedicated and autographed one, and maybe grab a crew neck with it. But we're really excited, and Black Friday is coming up, so that's really our only sale of the year. But we're gonna have a good time. But back to what we were talking about, fake friends. We all sadly have them. I'm not proud to say that even I have them. I feel like some people think that just because I talk about my feelings or I give a lot of advice, it's that I never have any issues or any problems in my life. And that's just completely false. And I feel bad. It's not that you're wrong. Don't worry. Don't get upset that I just said that you were wrong. But I'm a human too. And I have people who treat me like shit, and I've treated people like shit. And that's one thing that you have to realize, is that, you know, you could be somebody's fake friend. And so that's why it's so important to treat yourself kindly and treat yourself how you would like to be treated. Because if you're doing that, then you know the ones that are around you, you're going to give them love. And the ones that matter to you, you're going to give them love. And the people who don't matter to you, they won't give you love, and you won't give it back. And it's not about, like, I think we throw the word love around a lot and maybe too much, because it's not about like love as in just being nice. You can be nice, but love is in people who you care for, people who you would jump in front of a bullet for, people who you would drink the last sip out of their water glass because you know it's all backwash. That's love right there. I don't ever do that. It's so gross. I find that so nasty. I hate when people are like, oh, you want the last sip? It's like, no, I don't want the last sip. You're trying to make a COVID baby. Like, no, thank you. But we all have fake friends. And so it's okay. But they're like this friend that's lingered for too long, and you know they will leave your life, but they refuse to do it and quote unquote be that awful person, but they don't belong in your life.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And like we've talked about many times on this podcast before, is that every single person is in your life for a reason, but they also leave for a reason. There's no right person, wrong time, wrong person, wrong time, right person, wrong, right, whatever. There's none of that. Life's too short to try to figure that out. People are here for a reason, right? There's no point in overthinking it. There's the reason, and that's how it is. And some people are here for a week. Some people are here for a year. Some people are meant to last forever in your life, and some people are meant to leave. And that's completely okay. And that's just something that I believe in. And so when you have fake friends, they don't belong in your life. We can sit here and we can say how funny they are or how many times they've made you smile or maybe that one time where they grabbed a coffee for you, but it was on accident. They got it for somebody else, but you took it anyways. You know, there's things like that. And it's just like we play these like really positive memories. And we do this a lot with negative people. We play these positive memories. And that's usually because you're a good person. In our head, to the point where we create like this show reel for them. I have this one friend, and he's gotten to be a lovely person now, but every single time I would talk about this one friend with other friends, they would always be like, yeah, he's like my best friend. And I'm like, he can't be best friends to all of us. That's too much of this person to go around. No. And then I'm like, how do you feel? And they're like, he's like my best friend. I was like, does he feel like your best friend, but like he's everybody's best friend and he's never actually around? And they were like, yeah. So he feels like the best friend without any effort because he comes in, makes a few jokes, doesn't take any responsibility for anything, leaves everybody happy, and see you later. And then people realize they're pissed off. And we're all like, yeah. And I'm like, we're not the only ones here. And so these people, obviously, they don't, when I say leave your life or they don't belong in your life, it doesn't mean like, oh, you can't see them ever again, right? It doesn't mean you can't go to like a party. You walk in the party and you see them and you're like, oh my God. And then you do the like, you drop your drink or whatever and you just look down at your feet the entire party. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you don't have to give any more energy to this person. And when I say energy, I mean love. I mean just thoughts. Your whole energy when you walk into a room. Ever notice when you walk in a room and you walk into a party and just like immediately you're depleted? Like within like 2 minutes, you're just, everything you have is just released and it's gone. You have no confidence. You have no happiness. You have no strength, nothing. And it's because everyone around you has just sucked all the energy out of you. And especially when you have this super positive fake friend around you who treats you like shit, that person is going to suck you dry. That's why after you hang out with them, you feel like crap. You're really excited to go see them because maybe this time it's going to be different. But you feel like garbage afterwards, and that's not okay. That is not okay. I mean, it's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay that they're doing that and you're letting them do that. So step one is understanding it yourself. You have to understand that there are fake people out there. There are people who fake it their entire lives to make them sound great, to make them feel great. But deep down, they're not feeling great because deep down, they're an unhappy person putting on a facade. They're putting on this face. And I know we all have our tough times. Do not get me wrong. I'm not hating on this person. But to a certain extent, you can't leave people on. You can't treat friends as the best thing in the entire world. And the next thing you know, ghost them for the hard times. That's not what a friend is. A friend's here to hold you up. A friend is here to bring you a coffee without asking. A friend is there to help you without asking. A friend is there to drive no amount of distance to go pick you up, to go to a party that's really 10 minutes away from where they live. A friend is somebody who would come help your parents with no questions asked. Just maybe they need a tree being chopped down in the backyard. And you'd be like, yeah, let's do it. I'm going to come. I want to come. I want to make this easier. Because the more positive and kindness that we spread, but emotional kindness, not just this stranger kindness, but emotional kindness. And I find that's a little bit different because we're giving a part of ourselves to this person. We're giving our whole emotions. We're giving our feelings. We're not drained at the end of the day, because when we give it to somebody that we love and we give somebody that loves us, they return it. That's why when you find a significant other that really gels well with you, you don't feel drained at the end of the day. If anything, you feel motivated. If anything, you feel stronger that you spent the day with them. That's when you know you're in love, and that's when you know you also have a great friend. And that's why relationships and friendships are so close together. A friendship is a relationship because you gotta love the person. And yes, it's a different type of love, but still. So step one is understanding it yourself. That this person doesn't belong in your life. That this person doesn't deserve any more energy from you. You do not owe them anything. So, but how do you recognize fake friends? Well, we're going to talk about that right when I get back from talking about our sponsor, which is MyFitnessPal. Finding the motivation to work out and eat healthy has always been a struggle for me. And that all changed once I found MyFitnessPal. And I know I also thought that it was just for counting calories, but MyFitnessPal actually teaches me about my nutrition and fitness habits and helps me create new ones that stick. What's more motivating than that? Now, MyFitnessPal isn't a rigid diet plan. Instead, you gradually learn from personalized data what works for you. And if your version of healthy looks different from mine or someone else's, then that's okay. The whole point is that it's helping you to find the best path to your goals. So even better is MyFitnessPal premium membership. I have one, and I can get custom tools and expert guidance to help me reach my personal health goals. And there's app customization within it that lets you choose the right settings to help you meet your individual goals. So if you're into macro tracking, low carb, heart health, etc., you can stick to it more easily. So premium's deeper nutritional insights helps you discover which foods fuel you best. I really have to tell you about the aha moment when I first started using MyFitnessPal. I started tracking my fitness, and it was so terrifying. I was like, oh, I don't need to do this. I'm just a skinny boy. I must be healthy. I'm skinny. But I didn't feel healthy. And it was all with my relationship with food and exercise and mixing the two. So it didn't have to be this thing that I feared that if I failed, my life was over. Because the days where I tracked my physical health and what I ate, well, those are the days where I felt the best. Mind blown, right? So with MyFitnessPal, you're not going through it alone. That's why I'm here to tell you about it today. You have access to guided daily workout and meal plans written by dietitians and exercise scientists, plus support from other members with shared goals and experiences. MyFitnessPal does way more than just count calories. So get the support that you need to meet your health goals, unlock all the amazing things MyFitnessPal can do, like I did, and start your premium membership today. Go to happytimes.myfitnesspal.com and use the code HAPPYTIMES to get 1 free month premium membership for free. That's happytimes.myfitnesspal.com. And use the code HAPPYTIMES for a free 1 month membership. HAPPYTIMES.MyFitnessPal.com. Go check it out. So how do we recognize fake friends? We could sit here all day and say it's not texting back or not returning a phone call or showing up late or saying rude things about you. But that is all a byproduct of someone not treating you right. Someone not treating the way that you deserve to be treated. And we were taught that in kindergarten. And that's why hearing me say treating you like you want to be treated, it makes you a little stressed. It makes you a little frustrated with the fact that I've just said that. Like, the best advice that I could give you is treating someone like you want to be treated. That's the best advice like I could give you, because we want to be treated kindly. That's it. There's no science. There's no math behind it. It's you want to be treated fucking good because you want it. Well, put that out in the world. And if someone's not there to give that back to you, then why are you giving them any time of day? Right? We can sit here. It's not about texting back. It's not about returning a call. It's not about showing up late. It's not about saying rude things about you. It's not about that. Someone is making you feel like an empty void. Someone is making you feel drained at the end of the day. After hanging out with them, after spending time with someone, yes, as an empath myself, obviously I do feel a little tired after like spending a whole day with somebody or like going out and hanging out with friends and stuff. Yeah, you're going to feel tired. That's fine. But feeling emotionally drained is different than feeling physically tired. You know, when you get home from work, let's say work, you get home from work and you sit down and your mind is just off. Your body's not tired, your mind just like, it's done. And that's because you gave so much of your mental energy to this job that you probably don't like. And then you come home and you sit on the couch and you can't do anything. And that's why we fall into like bad eating habits and bad routines and stuff like that. And so why have people surrounding you make you feel like that? I mean, why work that job? There's different scenarios. Maybe you need the money, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're talking about that friend. Would you hang out with a friend if it's a bad job? Put it that way. My answer is no. I'll be blunt. My answer is no. I'm 25 years old now, and I've gotten to the point where I don't care. I genuinely don't care. Or maybe I don't care is not the right word. Maybe it's I don't mind. I genuinely don't have it on my mind. There's so many people who ask my opinion on stuff, and I'm just like, I really don't care. Well, I need to say mind. It's a lot more polite, but like, I just don't. I don't have any energy to fake it anymore, and I don't want to be a fake friend to anyone. So somebody asks me if I want to go do something, I say yes or no, because it's not. That's it. It's not this game. It's not the treating somebody right, treating someone and making them feel loved isn't this game. It's not this maybe I'll treat you nice today. Maybe I'll show up to your party. Maybe I'll text you back within like 5 minutes of you texting me and not 3 weeks. Just maybe.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Listen. I just feel so bad when people are surrounded by awful people, because it just drains you so much and it's really tough to watch. So how do we fix this? How do we get away from fake friends? I'm just going to be straight up and I'm going to tell you, and this is going to sound bad, but I feel like we need to have this conversation. Number one, tell them how they make you feel. Don't ghost them. If you ghost them, you're just as bad as they are. You are not any better than that person. Ghosting is one of the worst things that we can do to somebody, because we have people who put them on our what am I trying to say? We have people who put their lives on the line for us sometimes, and we ghost, and it's just an awful, awful thing to do. So it wouldn't make you any better. Just sit them down and, or text them or do whatever, however you feel comfortable doing it, and be like, you make me feel like garbage when we hang out. You don't value me at all. You don't text me back. You don't call me back. You don't ever ask if I want a coffee. You don't ever split groceries. You don't ever do this. This is how you make me feel. And this is how I feel when you do this. And I'm done. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And I deserve better. And so saying that and just having those emotions be exited out of your body is going to make you feel a little guilty. But that weight is going to be lifted. Right? And then step number two is be working on yourself in the backup. Right? Or to back it up. Sorry. So when this happens, when you have this conversation, you're already working on yourself. Because there's a lot of times where we feel like we do need to work on ourselves. We want to get better. We want to be better. We want to be the best version of us. And in order to do that, we feel like we need to get rid of everybody. We just need to lock ourselves in this room and just become this superhuman. And it just doesn't work like that. You can change who you are. My whole brand stay you, but you can change your drive. You can change the routine. You can change your passion. You can become the best you possibly can with a million people around you. Because if you know your goals, no one's going to stand in your way. So when we sit down, we write down those goals and we're like, this person keeps pissing me off. They're not, every time I hang out with them, I can't go to the gym. I can't work out. I can't eat right. I can't sleep. I have to tell them how they make me feel. And when you do that and you come back because you've been working on yourself, you've been benefiting your own life. When you say these things to them, you're going to mean it and you're going to believe it because you've been working on yourself. You aren't somebody who's just pushing others away to make yourself feel pity. You're somebody who is pushing away people who make you feel shitty. Like that rhyme, eh? Listen, this isn't a cookie cutter podcast. If this is your first time listening and you stayed this long, I want you to DM me on Instagram. Cookie Cutter Podcast. That's a good one. I always do these in every podcast. So Cookie Cutter Podcast. DM me and I'll know you listened this far. I'm here to say the hard truth, nothing but the truth. This is how I feel about the situations. Fake friends don't mean shit. And the sad truth is that you don't mean shit to them. So don't let them take shit from your life. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear in a sponsored podcast, but it is what it is. I just feel like it helps me get this thing across. And then, so we're going into step three on how to fix this all. Stop asking them pointless questions that you do not care about. Don't ask them how their work is if you genuinely don't care. Don't ask them what they've been up to. But maybe you heard about their mother being in the hospital and you want to be a nice person and you do care. You can ask. I'm not saying to be this genuinely hateful person to somebody. Be nice, be yourself. Just don't let this person drain you anymore. Which goes to step four. Release yourself from the situation. Say what you need to say. Do what you need to do. And release. Let go. This person that's been lingering on in your life for so long, and if you're listening to this with them on your mind and you're friggin' fuming, I think it's time you release yourself from this situation. And that's all I can say. I hope this helped with everyone out there who's dealing with somebody who's just draining them a little bit too much. I want you to wake up every single day with a little jump in your step because you ate enough the day before. You drank enough water. You were surrounded by people who love you. You worked an amazing job. You pet your dog or your cat. You just felt great. I want you to get there. And I'm working on myself as well. So we will get there. Thank you guys very much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. And thank you very much for MyFitnessPal for sponsoring this video. And I hope you guys go get the Stay You Cruise as well as a new poetry book. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.